Are you waiting for help?
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. I have a question. I bought a Samsung A11 in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
And what happened is, I
wouldn't recommend leaning on that.
Okay.
We can go over here.
Okay, okay.
If you need something to lean on.
Yeah, thank you. Okay,
those
thanks.
Those are super sensitive. If you put any pressure on those, and you'll go flying down.
Okay, okay. What happened is, the SIM was removed from that.
Okay.
Okay. And I was told by somebody, and I, by the way, I bought some SIMs, four of them, from Best Buy just recently. And what I was told is that the SIM was removed from that A11, and it had never been activated, was different than the ones I bought from Best Buy.
Did you buy an unlocked phone, or did you buy one of the prepaid phones?
The prepaid is the one, you know, A11, you had about three of them here, a Motorola, an LG, and a Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy over, the agent over in Austin, you know, recommended the Samsung, and so I bought it. But what I was told, okay, that the SIM that was in the A11 was different, was specific to that machine, that phone.
Typically on the prepaid, yeah, because that's one of the reasons why they're so cheap, is they SIM lock them to that SIM. You might be able to contact the person that, say if you bought the Verizon one, then...
Now here, just a minute, now wait, let, okay, you get the whole story now. What happened, I was in Brady, Texas, with a Samsung J3 Luna, and it quit. Okay, just stopped working. And so we went to Austin from Brady, and I went to Walmart, and I asked them, do you sell a battery for, you know, a J3? No, we don't sell batteries for cell phones. Okay? So that was on the 22nd. On the 23rd, I went into Best Buy near Mopac, and I got a real good salesman. You know, I was going to buy even a more expensive one. I said, which one have replaceable batteries? He said, none of the expensive ones. He said, I have three of them to do. And so that's when he bought out the three boxes. And so I selected the A11. Okay, that evening, a former Motorola cell phone electrical engineer took out the SIM from that A11, removed it. He then took out the SIM from the J3, stuck it in that, into the A11. The next morning I tried it, everything just worked perfectly. Okay? Now I came back to Albuquerque and I had another battery for the J3. I put it in, the battery was bad. Okay? And, since we're... So I decided I wanted to take and this is the, if you can get here, go ahead and get it so you can read it. And so what happened is I decided, hey, with this thing, I'm going to, I came back to Albuquerque and all of a sudden this phone stopped working and I get that message. All right. And so what I decided, I'll get the J3 working. So I took the SIM that came out of this one, stuck it in the J3, in Luna, okay? And then I added time to it. And all of a sudden, this one and the J3 came up with the same phone numbers on it, and both of them says invalid. Okay, then on Friday, last Friday, I took and I talked to TrackPhone and I chat, and I got a Dara. And she says, hey, it's not, you know, invalid. She says, it's not active. Let me do something. Now, I could, on Saturday morning, hey, it's working perfectly with a different phone number. And my deal is I could have brought it back to Best Buy if that was the plan A, if it didn't work, and I couldn't make any phone calls. So I got that message. I come back here and say, look, it, you know, it's a 14-day return. But that, it worked. And so then what I did is tried to activate the J3 using the SIM card in this. And that's what caused a big mess. And I started, I finally got through to somebody yesterday at on chat, a Nilo at TrackPhone. And he spent about 3 hours getting, and so I could see, you know, my account, since I was seeing the account for both of them for saying this is invalid. Then I got this stuff from two people at TrackPhone that says, oh, you can't take and switch the SIMs. Well, yesterday I also took it from, I decided I'm going to talk to TrackPhone again, so I got some lady in India, and she says, hey, there's no card for that. Well, finally I was able to look at the account, and I had added 1 gigabyte worth of data, because that did not transfer over from when the card went in. And so I looked at it, and now I have 1.18 something gigabytes. And so what happened was, is that when I tried to add time, I used the J3, well, it went on to this one. Okay, now what they were telling me, that that SIM card was different than the one that I bought from Thing. And I don't think this is correct. And also the SIM card that was from this one is the one that's now working just perfectly on the J3. And so what I'm asking here, the question is, the SIM card that came out of here without being activated and the one I bought from Best Buy, is there any difference?
Sometimes there can be. So typically when you buy a prepaid phone, the one that's in there, it's supposed to be locked to that SIM card. If you already have an account, usually you activate that SIM card on your existing account. If I understand correctly, you put the SIM card from this phone into your J3 and then added the minutes to it?
Yeah, yeah. Because so the J3...
Is that your current phone number?
Yeah, I know. Everything is right, okay?
Because your phone looks like it's working right now. You're getting bars.
No, it's absolutely working perfectly.
I'd be concerned on would be if this isn't your phone number, then it would have meant that it activated a new phone number for you.
No. Yesterday, the lady from India did activate a new number because the old number was, in fact, hacked. And they hacked it by reporting that I had no minutes left. And so I tried to make a phone call. It says, hey, you can't make a phone call. You don't have any minutes left. Well, I then phoned TrackPhone, and I got one agent, and the agent listened to me. He says, I'm escalating this. And so I got onto another guy, and the guy says, I know what happened. And then he put the minutes back on.
Yeah, so they probably reprovisioned it for you when you called them. The phone typically is locked to it, but it sounds like they probably worked through it and like got it activated on the other one. So as long as you're getting calls, you should be good to go.
Okay.
The only thing I'd be concerned on would be if like that activated a new account that you didn't want. It's a new account. You wanted it on your existing account.
Yeah, no, the lady from India was great. And what I felt like, hey, look, I paid for this, okay, on the J3, and I'm not getting it. And then all of a sudden I see what happened. When I entered the information on the J3, it was transferred over into this one.
Yeah, it probably recognized your account on the J3, but then it activated the new SIM card.
The account was switched from through the SIM card from the J3 over to here, and that's when it, even though I added it from the J3.
So essentially, there's two components to the activation. The SIM is what registers it with your phone number.
Yep.
And then there's also the hardware ID.
Yep.
So what probably happens when you put it in the J3, it activated it with your account that was on your J3, but it associated it with the J3 hardware, so that when you put it back in here, that's where you got that message. But they just needed to update that on their account. So they probably reprovisioned it correctly for you, and that's why it's working for you now.
Okay, well, I was told by two guys, one guy and a gal, you have to buy a new SIM card. It's not going to work. So I did buy SIM cards from...
If you had a Luna, it might have been a different size SIM card. Some of them had like a punch out where you can make it smaller, but the Luna...
They're exactly the same, both of them.
Okay.
And as I say, after I got this stuff from... track phone, these two agents, okay, that say, oh, well, you have to buy a new SIM card. Okay, I'll buy one, $1, okay, from you guys. And so, but then when I got on yesterday with the lady from India, and she started saying, look, you don't have any time on this. And all of a sudden I looked at what happened in my account, and what happened is when I entered the information into the J3, it switched it over. Mm-hmm. And added the time on this one.
Yeah, and you're using this SIM on the J3.
Yeah.
But it looks like they already got it associated to your account, so you'll be all set.
I'm all set, but the question was exactly, is the SIM card that was in this one originally, without being activated, just taken out, is that any different than the one I purchased from Best Buy?
Yes and no. So like,
want the protection on that?
They work through the issue, but like normally this phone won't work with any SIM but that SIM. Typically, when you buy the prepaid ones, they're SIM locked, so you have to use the SIM that comes with.
Well, I don't know if it was prepaid or not. It was just the phone that your guys sell. Okay, the Galaxy A.
Was it in a white box or a blue box?
No, it was in a big box. The agent brought out three boxes: Motorola, LG, and Samsung. And I asked
the truck phones ones.
Sure, let's do it.
So this would have been the A11 truck phone.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, so typically that phone has to work with that SIM, but it sounds like when you call them, they basically got the SIM card working for you. So normally you can't do that, but it looks like they got it working for you. So normally you can't buy a SIM and put it in there. It has to use that one. Essentially, they have to unlock the phone for you to get this one to work on it.
And you're saying that SIM card is specific to...
For these ones, yeah, they're SIM locked, so these ones only work with the SIM that comes with them. So like if you get one and the SIM doesn't work, you have to return the phone typically. But if you bought one of these and they were able to get it to work for you, then you should be fine. Normally you can't do it that way. Normally these are for like if you buy like an unlocked phone. Because these ones you can put in any phone.
Yep.
So
okay.
It wasn't supposed to work, but it looks like after all of the
well, as I say, this is what the Motorola engineer said. That's the purpose of a SIM card. You can take it out of old hardware and stick it into new hardware.
No, maybe that's the case.
And it will work.
With prepaid, one of the ways they make the phone so cheap is that they SIM lock it, so you have to use their service.
Well, it's getting a little clearer. As I say, I talked to the guys at the East Side store too, and so I'm, checking the information. I don't want to make a mistake here.
No, it looks like they already got it worked out for you. Normally, they're not able to do that, but it looks like they worked through on the back end to get it resolved for you. But normally, the phone only works with the SIM card that comes with it when you buy these ones.
Okay, well, thank you, Stephen, for also sharing the information here.
There you go.
Appreciate it. Yep. No, no, it works. It's just kind of an aside. That when I got this one, this is an Android 11, and the J3 is an Android 6. Mm-hmm. And so I go through this one, and oh, hey, this is a lot clearer. And you can do this. Well, let me go back to the J3. Oh, look, you can do something similar, but you have to, you know, it's way buried down in the software.
Better.
Yeah, right. And also, this thing charges a lot faster.
Mm-hmm. Battery life will be better as well. It has the adaptive battery on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it was very nice. And the agent in Boston was really, you know, very nice about, you know, telling me what to do or, you know, and suggesting it. But the thing with the cell phone, do you guys sell cell phone batteries?
No, most of them are internal, so you usually have to take them to, like, a repair place to get them replaced.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've now ordered two of my order from Samsung, from Amazon have turned bad. One I was able to return within the, you know, the day. The second one, I missed the one that failed in Brady. And so I ordered another one. It came in yesterday, and we'll see what happens. But I did keep the old web batteries that were getting weak, and so I was able to, you know, see if it was the phone or the battery.
Yeah, batteries typically only have about a 2-year span on them. Once you go further than that, you're kind of pushing the battery.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, this was bought in, the J3 was bought in 2018. And so, no, there's definitely improvement, okay, in performance. And, you know, I'm glad I did it, but it came to this thing of needing a backup. If they cut you off, okay, you just couldn't use the phone, and that was not good. So, but thank you for your comments on this.
So if they got this one to activate for you, then that's when you should be able to switch back and forth.
Yeah, okay, but I didn't have to do it. I didn't have to use this one because they used the one that came out of this one yesterday to activate it.
Okay.
So it did activate from India, a lady from India, and she was real patient. She said, well, reboot now. Okay, make a phone call. Send an SMS. Yeah, okay, everything's working. So, oh, I should say, you know, that message I showed you? When that came up, I also got on people who were trying to get rid of it from TrackPhone. And I did it twice, and both of them wanted to escalate. The call was dropped on the first one. The second lady got them escalated it. And the lady was hard to understand, but really smart, okay? She says, reset the network. And finally she said, let's do a factory reset. And so we did a factory reset on this. And man, it wiped out everything. She said, make a phone call. The same messages came back. And the factory reset did not cure this problem. And so what gets even more interesting is I had all the contact information in here because that came off the SIM card. Okay, and so all the contact information was there, but when I did the factory reset, it just wiped it out totally. Well, I went over to the J3 and hey, look at all the contact information is here. Where did they get it? Well, I have a 64 gig SDHC card in it. So what they must have done is to make a copy of all the contacts on the J3 and put them in the SDHC. When I installed the card from here into there, it copied them all into the contacts. So at that time, here I'm sitting with this phone with no contact in it. I looked up there and said, I uploaded all the contacts to Google. I got back onto this phone, downloaded all the contacts, and was back after, you know, doing the factory reset, because the factory reset just literally wiped out everything.
Yeah, it'll erase everything on the phone. The SIM card doesn't have any data on it. It only communicates with the towers.
The SIM card has the contacts in it.
They don't anymore. They used to when they were larger, but now that they're smaller, they only contain the carrier information. So your contacts are mostly Google's usually the way you map them up.
Just a minute. Look at here. When we took the card out of the J3 and put it in this one, all the contact information was there. It was on the SIM card. It was all there. I looked at it.
Probably sign into your account when you're setting up the phone, because that's part of the setup process. So like when you turn on the phone for the first time, it has you sign into your Google account.
No, I wasn't even tied to my Google account until after this factory reset, in which there was nothing there. I wasn't even tied into it. I had to then take and upload from the J3 all the contact information to Google.
When you initially set up the phone, you probably set it up.
No, I didn't though.
Because the SIM card doesn't have any information on it anymore. They haven't had information on them since they had like the one the size of my thumb.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Since they went with the smaller one, it only communicates with the towers. It has no data on it whatsoever.
Okay. Well, thank you for the information. It really informative. I learned more about...
Yeah, the Google's going to be your best option to keep everything going from phone to phone.
Oh, today on Google. What happened, I went over to my J3 with the SDHC card, and I had an audio on there. And before, when I went into my files and hit this one audio, and I heard it play. Now it does not play, okay? It then directs me to Google and says, let's verify it's you. Type in your password. Type in the password, invalid password. This is how hackers are doing it. What they do is get you to, and this is true also on Amazon, they will present the information, say, please verify your password. Type it all in, said it didn't work. And this is the way the hackers are getting this information.
Yeah, you typically want to make sure that it's coming directly from Google.
Yeah, you don't know though. I mean, how do you know?
Sometimes it's a little harder to tell because, like, you can't, like, on a computer, you can hover over, like, the hyperlink for, like, the email address.
Uh-huh.
And when you move the mouse over, it'll give you the actual email address. So you can tell, like, it'll say, like, from Best Buy, but when you hover over, it'll say, like, so and so, like, at Gmail. So you know it's not coming from like Best Buy. Phones, it's a little harder, but it can still be done.
Okay, well, I'll try it.
Usually you look for typos and stuff like that, if there's like any type of typos.
No, it looked good. It was...
They'll put like special characters instead of actual letters, or they'll capitalize and put spaces in between it.
Fortunately, I was there with a camera taking pictures of all this. But no, I had a very interesting conversation about these things. I was just using cell phones, right? And all of a sudden, hey, I'll have to learn more about it because of the trouble I got into. But thank you, sir.
Great, you're welcome.
Nice to talk to you.
Great. Have a good one.
You too.